USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former First Order speaking out about the current zero-tolerance policy when it comes to immigrants coming to the border with children.
And the reason why their parents brought them here was to live a better life, not to be, you know, torn apart.
That's President George W. Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush Hager, talking about the current situation on NBC's Today Show. It followed an op-ed piece written by her mother, former First Lady Laura Bush, in which she said she understands the need to enforce immigration law, but says the current zero-tolerance policy is cruel and immoral. Jenna Bush Hager says,
I'm proud of her. I think it's important we all use our voice in whatever way we can when we think something unjust is happening.
President Trump still blaming Democrats for the problem, saying it could be solved quickly and easily with congressional action. He'll be meeting this evening at the White House with Republican House members to discuss some immigration bills. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line's $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
President Trump moving to hit China with yet more tariffs. Trump ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying he wants to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The president saying a few days ago,
we had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. Right. It's not going to happen.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz scheduled to testify again today on Capitol Hill, this time before the House Judiciary Committee. Horowitz spent hours before the Senate Judiciary panel yesterday fielding questions about his report on the investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of private email when she was Secretary of State. He investigated for 18 months, concluding the FBI, under former Director James Comey, did mishandle that investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing a formal apology for its role in slavery. Later today, the city council is to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service says 40% of African slaves came through Charleston. The proposal is not being welcomed by the South Carolina Secessionist Party. It's calling it a ploy to try and garner votes. The world's millionaires are richer than ever. A new report out today shows the combined wealth of people whose net worth is at least $1 million topped $70 trillion last year. Now, this is the first time it's ever been that high. The global consulting firm Capgemini's latest annual World Wealth Report shows millionaires' wealth grew by more than 10.5% last year. More than 60% of the world's millionaires live in the U.S., Japan, Germany, and China. And it's the 40th birthday of one of the most iconic video games of all time, as Space Invaders was released in Japan on this date in 1978. It challenged players to control a laser cannon at the bottom of the screen while a horde of aliens slowly descended from the top of the screen. It's estimated to have made nearly $500 million by 1982. It entered the Video Game Hall of Fame in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.